Second perek of Chagiga, Mishnah Zayin. The previous Mishnah we learned about certain chumras derabbanon for higher levels of kedusha. Now we're learning another chumra derabbanon. This was Chachamim wanted to be a separation between those which were careful about tumah v'tayra and amaratzim that were not careful about this. So big day amaratz midras laprushin. In the time of Chazal of the Mishnah, there were people called prushim, which were people that were careful about tumah v'tayra. Amaratz was not careful about it. So not only was this one careful, the other one was not careful, but if the Prushim people would even touch the garments of the Amaretz, they would come Tami Midrabanan. They treated all the garments of this Tami person as if it was Midras. Midras means something that a certain type of tumah, a Zova, Yoledes Nida, stood on, or laid on, or sat on, put their weight on. And that thing becomes an Avha Tumah. So basically, Midrabanan, all the clothing of the Maratzin, had a status of Avha Tumah. Big day Prushim, Midras Loichle Chumim. Not only that, but even if a person was a prushim, which was a person who was muksik to eat only chulin b'tayra, but he was not eating truma, his garments are also considered tamei in respect to people that eat truma. Big day chulin truma, midras l'kodesh. And the same thing, a person was only eating truma, his garments touch someone that's eating hektish, it's matamim. Big day kodesh, midras l'chadas. And a person who was only eating korbanos and was not involved in the paraduma, his garments are considered tamei in respect to the person who is involved in the paraduma. So tremendous chiddush. How much respect there had to be within the different type of people in Klal Yisrael, otherwise it would be an uncomfortable situation. You have to realize that some people can't even touch certain people. Yosef ben Yezer ha yochosid shebekuna. Yosef ben Yezer was a chosid shebekuna, he was a tzaddik, and he was a kohen, he was involved in a truma, but ha'isa mit pachtoi midras l'kodesh. If he wasn't involved in hektish, then his garment is considered tamei midras in respect to somebody who's eating a kodesh. Yeah, Yosef ben Gudgoda was such a tzaddik that every food he ate it as a status as if it would be hektish. With that level of taira, even so, since he was only in hektish, he was not involved in the paraduma, his garments were tamei in respect to people that are involved in the paraduma.